Hello, hello. Welcome to yet another episode of Dil To Podcast. My name is Amreen.
My name is Shweta.
And we are in the year of 2020. What a crazy year it has been, eh?
It really has.
Yes.
It's been a while, but we're back. And we're back with a new series.
Woohoo!
This is called the Underrated Series. Mm-hmm. So basically in this series, what we are going to do is we're going to talk about actors and actresses that we feel are underrated and that we feel that, you know, they didn't get the due that they deserved.
Ooh, very interesting.
Yeah, and there's going to be times when, you know, Amreen and I agree and sometimes that we don't agree. So we're going to have a discussion and we're going to let you guys figure out what do you think about these actors and actresses, you know, at the end of the podcast. So do let us know what you think. And if we change your opinion, we would really love to hear about it.
So Shweta and I have been really overwhelmed with the response of our last episode that we spoke about Abhishek Bachchan. And you know what the cool part is? Abhishek Bachchan actually heard our podcast.
I know. It was such an amazing thing for both of us because not only did the audiences, not only did you guys agree with what we thought about Abhishek, we got so many tweets about people, you know, giving us different films that they enjoyed of his and, you know, agreeing with what we were saying. But Abhishek Bachchan himself heard the podcast and he tweeted us. He said, "Thank you very much, ladies, for the encouragement and kind words. Lots more work coming up. Very humbled. P.S. How could you not like Sexy Sam?" So if you haven't heard our episode on Abhishek Bachchan and you don't know what we said about Sexy Sam right after you're done this episode, I would suggest that you go, you listen to it, you find out what we said about Sexy Sam and why Abhishek doesn't agree with us. So on this week's episode of Dil To Podcast Hai, the underrated series, we're going to be talking about an actress that has been around for a while, you know, but the thing is these days she isn't getting as much work, but that does not mean that we should take away from all of the work that she's done in the past and the path-breaking roles she's done or the films that she's been a part of that have really defined the 90s especially. What do you think about her? For me, she was one of my favorite actresses of the 90s. She's really beautiful. She's extremely talented. I think she was one of the most versatile actresses of that era.
Absolutely. I think she was one of those few actors back in the day who had the looks, who had the acting skills, and boy, she can dance. She could dance so well.
Yeah.
And I feel like in the 90s, there were actresses like Madhuri, then Karishma, who really was talked about their dancing and their acting. But I feel that this actress who had all the ingredients to be the perfect heroine, you can say, has done some beautiful films, which we will be talking about, but I still feel did not get its due like a Madhuri or a Karishma. So who are we talking about, Shweta?
We are talking about the one and only Urmila Patolkar.
So I think right off the bat, what we should address is that we know Urmila has been in the news recently because of this whole nepotism discussion. And what we want to let you know is that we are not making this podcast because of the fact that Urmila is in the news.
Yeah.
We were actually going to do Urmila next. It just so happened. Urmila's back in the news.
And we're like, okay, that's it. Like, you know, it's a perfect opportunity for people who probably do know her for films of the 90s can kind of revisit. And also people, the younger generation who probably missed our movies can probably like, you know, listen to our podcast and get to know more about this beautiful actress.
Maybe we should talk about it very, very briefly because I know this is what the nation has been talking about. So obviously after the death of Sushant Singh Rajput, there's been a lot of discussion of nepotism and a lot of the star kids have been getting it. And one person who's been speaking out a lot is Kangana Ranaut. And I think she should have stopped a good 4 months ago. But I mean,
Urmila was the next target.
And Kangana called Urmila a soft porn actress, which Reen and I are very upset about.
We're appalled by that comment. Like, God.
We know that Urmila was seen in a certain way, especially post-Rangeela. But that does not take away from her power-packed performances that were out of this world. And there are still many actresses that have gotten to, you know, the pinnacles of success have not done the work that Urmila has done.
Absolutely.
But before we start that, let's talk about Urmila's, you know, her early years in Bollywood. Amreen, what do you think? When did Urmila start off?
So Urmila actually started off as a child artist. This was in the 80s. She starred in a Marathi film called Zakol. And she made her Hindi film debut with Kalyug, and she gained wide recognition with Masoom, which was Shekhar Kapoor's Masoom, which she starred with Nasruddin Shah and Shabana Azmi.
Wow.
And she was playing their daughter, and this was a blockbuster hit. Although she was only like 8 in the movie,
wow,
but her performance was definitely recognized.
So she started off pretty early as a child artist, yeah, and that too with no connections in Bollywood, no relatives or anything as such. And when her first like huge success came with Rangeela. What do you remember from that time? Because I remember to bits and pieces, but I feel like you probably remember a little better the phenomena that Rangeela was. Even as a child, for me, it was like, I know it blew out of control. All the songs were all that aired on TV on the Saturday morning Indian TV shows. And I remember that the Rangeela team had come for a concert in Toronto, and my entire family went.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. Okay. That's amazing. Yeah. That's pretty big. I was pretty small as well, but Rangeela was something, fresh music, a very unique cast, Aamir Khan, Jackie Shroff. And I think it was just like the characters were amazing. Again, no one really thought that it would work, but I think no one had much expectations, but I think it was off the songs and off the dances specifically, especially from Urmila. And I remember watching trailers of it, promos of it, of the song, Yahire Yahire, of course, was such a famous song that time. And that's it. And the moment you say Urmila, it just reminds me of Rangeela. So I feel I think throughout her 20-year-old career, I think Urmila was the face of Rangeela.
Urmila in that red dress is what comes in my mind immediately.
There we go. Yeah, the famous dress. So I watched it again recently, a few years ago. Again, very interesting characters. Aamir Khan playing the Tapori, Urmila playing the small town girl who becomes a big star.
Yeh lo, yeh paper pakdo.
Paper? Kya hai isme?
Jahan jahan Rakesh likha hai na, wo dialogue tum padhna, theek hai?
So the songs obviously made it better. Performances were good. And I think this was the start of Ram Gopal Varma and Urmila's whole connection, right?
I think when I was growing up, I wasn't as exposed to Rangeela. I didn't watch the whole thing. But as an adult, when I watched it, it's a fun watch. It's an interesting story. Everyone acted so well.
Yeah.
And it's a fresh story even now.
Yeah.
I feel it's got its comedic moments. It's got its emotional moments. And Urmila was so endearing.
Yeah,
like she played that, you know, the nervousness of a new actress and wanting to accomplish something in her life and falling in love in the process and all of that. It was done so well by her. And I saw an interview of hers where she said that, you know, when Rangeela became big, everything else was discussed except like she was near the end. Like people would discuss the music, Aamir, Ram Gopal Varma's direction or Jackie. And then it would be like, oh yeah, but Urmila was also really good.
Really?
Yeah.
For me, it's actually the opposite for some reason.
Growing up,
it's just Urmila. That's my like first memory of Urmila, actually, Rangeela.
So Rangeela happened, and then all of a sudden she's catapulted to success. And like you said, it began her association with Ram Gopal Varma. And then what came after that? I think there was Zai, right?
Yes, Judai, that came in 1997. Another multi-star, you can say, Anil Kapoor and Sri Devi were also in it, directed by Boni Kapoor.
I love Judai, side note. Like, how do you sell your husband?
I thought that concept was so hype, and imagine a concept like that coming in 1997.
I know. She sells her husband, and she also lives, like, you, like it's amazing.
He's just chilling, eh?
He's chilling it. He's like, you remember that song, the song you just said, wee pa pa pa, while they're dancing around.
Yeah. Anil Kapoor is so confused. Like, oh my God, who, kiske paas jaun yaar?
Yeah. And like, in the
film. And they have kids too, right? In the film.
Yeah, there's children, man. Like, that was very progressive.
Although people appreciated Sri Devi's performance. Urmila was more of a, well, not a supporting actor, but her character was a little bit mellow and very, but Urmila also played a really, really, like, I think she was good in that as well, right? Like, playing that kind of girl.
She really sold it, because that, technically, that character, you would not believe a girl would be as stupid and entitled to say, here, I'm going to pay you, let me marry your husband.
Yeah.
But she really, like, I believed it, and like, same to me, I was, because normally I would be like, it's not koi pagal ho sakta hai, but you're actually in that movie, and you're like, okay, you believe her conviction.
She wants this guy. She's going to do whatever she can to get him. She's entitled.
Yeah. And not a, a lot of actresses at that time could actually give that kind of feeling. You actually kind of felt like okay with it. Like, okay, fine. Like, okay. She likes him. At least she likes him more than like how the way Sridevi was treating Anil Kapoor. We were like, okay, at least Urmila will treat him right, you know?
And she did.
That doesn't Sridevi get jealous?
Yeah, Sridevi gets jealous. But you know, you sold your husband, man. Like,
yeah, hey. Like, tum paise ke saath, like, chill karo, bhai. And then came Satya in 1998. So it's directed again with Ram Gopal Verma.
Satya got critical acclaim. And Urmila was back on the map, I guess, Satya. Because people realized she can do another versatile role. Because I guess with Rangeela and Judai, it was a challenge, but it wasn't as big of a challenge for an actress.
Yeah.
People would assume. So Satya was something that was out of her ordinary at that time. And then came Khoobsurat.
Oh my god. I love. With Sanjay Dutt.
Hey Shivani, right?
Hey Shivani.
That was such a fun film. It was a nice comedy. It had a lot of lighthearted moments. And I think this was Urmila in a more of a lighter side.
I really like those films where the main character is like a criminal and then they have to sneak into like the heroine's house.
Someone else. Sanjay Dutt, Khoobsurat was there. That was in 1999. And then comes another collab with RGB, starting Fardeen Khan and Urmila herself, called Jungle, which I actually really love. We're straight up, right?
We're not gonna sugarcoat it for you.
It is what it is, right? But Jungle, I remember I was like, I think grade 11, grade 12. I think when the trailers of the film was coming out, everyone thought it was about Veerappan.
Oh.
And they were all like, oh my god, is it about that? The Tamil Tigers and all that stuff. But it was a completely different story. I like the songs. But yeah, so Jungle was good. I think that was average business. I don't know. Like, a lot of people have problems with Fardeen Khan, but I actually like Fardeen and Urmila together. I think they were one of the cutest couples, man.
I agree with you. They look really good together.
I think that was a more of an easy breeze for Urmila because she's so used to, like, you know, a very laid-back character and stuff. So it was pretty easy for her. But they really look good together. That was 2000. So Must, let's talk about Must, because that brought Aftab Shivdasani.
So I remember watching Must in theaters, and it was, I don't know, initially my opinion on Must was that it was very weird and shady. I was like, what is this movie? Kaun hai ye Aftab? Why is he losing his mind?
Tumhare daddy ne mera poster phaad diya, isliye tumne ghar chhod diya.
But now, when you watch the film now, after all these years, it is such an entertaining film.
Sharma tha kya bolna, chokri bokri ka chakkar hai kya?
It is
such a new premise, and it was centered around just like a few characters. There was not a lot happening outside of the home.
Yeah.
It was in a few setting areas only.
Three or four characters,
But it was so interesting how he is obsessed with this actress and he ends up, you know, being with her. They end up married.
This movie brought my hope so high with Shah Rukh Khan.
Benji.
Never.
Right?
Yeah, but you know, with Urmila, like, she's able to play that timid, shy girl, scared girl so well, you know? Even keeping in mind that the roles that she's done afterwards that have been totally the opposite of that. It's absolutely such a spectrum.
Like, at this time, Urmila is known, as she's a known face, and like, she's very popular and stuff like that, you can say. And like, even for her to work with, you know, Aftab as a co-star, which was pretty big, I thought. Because back in the day, actresses wouldn't work with even like stars who were like mediocre. You know what I mean? They would be like, oh, hero kona and stuff like that. But what I really liked about Urmila is like she was always open. And I remember even reading an interview of Aftab where he was like how supportive she was with him. Because he's literally a newcomer, right?
Malika ji, mera naam Kittu hai.
and how she used to give him tips for dancing and stuff, and stuff like that. Yeah, so how, like, you know, they kind of got along, and she was just so chill about it. And that's one of the really cool things about her, that she was so open enough to, like, you know, work with everyone. That was that was the early 2000s, you can say. And then here we are, like you mentioned, and she starts out with this role of different character whom we actually haven't seen her before.
So I think in 1999 when Gone came out experimentation started. And I remember watching the trailers of Gone on TV, and I was like, what is this film? Why does Manoj Bajpayee have a coat over his head? Why? And like, it seemed like such a weird film to me. And you know, I actually never saw it when it came out, because to me it was like, ye ho kya raha hai?
It's me again. Ma'am, kya main phone kar sakta hu? Phone.
I saw it recently, maybe like 5 years ago for the first time. Oh, wow. It starts off with like a totally different track. You think Manoj Bajpayee is this psychotic killer who's trying to get into her house and kill her. Then that twist in like the last minutes of the... But the way she acted... Okay, the whole film was okay. Her acting was fine. And then the last 5 minutes is when she showed, like...
Okay, that's like something, wow. Like, that was something so new, so different at that time. And it was a huge plot twist in the whole film.
Yeah, it was crazy, because I don't even think any other actresses at that era could have pulled it off as well as she did. I remember I was watching it alone downstairs, and I'm an adult at this point. I was scared to go upstairs. I'm like, oh my God. Like, it impacted me. Sometimes when she does these type of roles, it leaves a lasting impact on your mind because of how intensely she portrays these characteristics of, you know, someone who has some kind of mental problem.
Yeah. I think maybe 1997, Kajol had Gupt coming out. And I guess that was a twist, and she was a negative character, and everyone was like wowed about. So apart from probably just that, no other actress would want to play a negative role. Or like you said, or someone who's having mental issues or whatever you want to call it. And she again took the chance. She has always been consistent in her performance. She always looks at the script. She's very performance oriented. And if you look at a Karishma or a Madhuri, not that they're not great actors, she was always doing something out of the box.
She was a risk taker. And I mean, even if we do the comparison with Kajol, I felt a lot of times in Gupt, Kajol was in that frame of mind of the character, but I felt like she was overacting at times.
Yeah.
But I feel like it was okay because it was the 90s. The villain always was a little over the top, hysterical.
Yeah.
So it worked. It worked for Kajol, and Kajol did a brilliant job. But then here we have Urmila, who did not have to resort to like theatrics. Or hysterics. It was even the last 5 minutes of Gone, it was very it wasn't underplayed, but it wasn't so over the top. It was more like, it was in her eyes.
Yeah.
It was not her screaming and yelling and losing her mind.
Exactly.
It was very quiet, and it was very, it was all in the face. And that was, I think, a new thing. And I think that was way before its time.
Absolutely.
So Gone happened. And then came Pyar Tune Kya Kiya in 2000.
Oh, whoo, kambakht ishq. Dude, Pyar Tune Kya Kiya was an amazing film. And but it was directed by Rajat Mukherjee. Again, a very nice film. Fardeen and Urmila were back after a year. Great songs. Like, you know, Kambakht Ishq was like a huge once the trailer came out. There was a surprise appearance, you can say, from Sonali Kulkarni. I actually did not know she was in the film until I actually watched the film. So I didn't
know. What was interesting, Sonali Kulkarni's character was married to Fardeen Khan's character.
Yeah.
But surprisingly, he had way more chemistry with Urmila. And I don't know if it was probably designed that way.
So it was a very different story. Again, the movie starts out with Urmila's character completing being this innocent, quiet, underconfident girl, transforming into this like obsessive lover, and then turning into a completely like a different avatar when she finds out that the man that she loves has already been married.
तुमने अपनी शादी की बात मुझसे क्यों छुपाई छे?
I mean, that was such a nice twist. I did not expect that.
That was a really... I didn't expect that either.
Or the way she played it.
लेकिन ये अचानक शादी की बात क्यों कर रही हो?
तुम्हें नहीं मालूम क्यों कर रही हो?
Ardeen's a flirt. He's cute. Whatever, man.
These photographers, I tell you, yeah. Why was he flirting with her, man? Like, whatever.
प्यार मैं अभी भी तुमसे करता हूँ. I mean... तुम्हारी जैसी लड़की से कौन प्यार करना नहीं चाहेगा?
Get out of here, kid.
Yeah, I think these photographer types, and they say it's all for their work.
Yeah.
And you know, one thing that always sticks with me is the ending, like the final scene of that film where she's in a mental asylum.
Yeah.
From what I remember, she has like a doll in her hand. She's facing the wall, and her father, Suresh Oberoi, is watching from the window.
Yeah.
And I was, like in the kid me, like I was maybe 8 or at that time, so I was like, oh, God, yeah, they love me. She literally lost her mind. And, and even the title song, Pyar Tune Kya Kiya, it was so hauntingly creepy.
Maybe de- Riya. Rene de Riya, please. Upo nahi aayega. Upo nahi aayega.
Yeah.
And I was just, and Urmila, oh my God, like if I met her in real life at that point, I would probably be like, okay, all right. these type of films that she was doing with such conviction and the character and the arc.
And I think this time, like, you can see how the female characters start to become more three-dimensional, you can say. It's not just being the one-dimensional, that nice bahu, gharwali, bahu wali, oh ha ha hee hee, achi haanji maanji, right? You know, now like you see the different shades.
Yeah.
If you start looking from now, her filmography will show you that she has played different characters and also within the same movie having to have different shades within the character. But that's how we are. People are. We have different emotions. We react.
Yeah.
And I think Urmila was probably the first one to even bring that on Indian cinema.
Yeah, and I feel like even if you take on this, like Pyar Tune Kya Kiya, the theme was probably obsessive love.
Yeah.
If you think about like a Shah Rukh Khan and Dar, who's portraying obsessive love again, how many years did it take for us to get a female portraying that?
Tum kisi aur ki nahi ho sakti, kabhi nahi ho sakti.
And perhaps it could have been that these stories were written, but nobody wanted to do it.
Yeah.
It's safer playing the girl next door or the damsel in distress.
That one kind of showed the whole shift of audiences of what they would like. Like Dil Chahta came out, Lagan came out, Pyar Tune Kya Kiya, and then Ek Haseena Thi, which was also starring Urmila, Saif Ali Khan, came out. And even that was also above average hit. People started to be okay with these kind of films, as well as people were also be okay to see women in these kind of characters as well.
Yeah, and flawed characters.
Yeah.
And what about Bhoot?
Oh, yeah. Bhoot was, I think, the only movie that kind of got Urmila a film for award, and that too for critics. It was not even in the popular.
I know.
So I'm so disappointed. She didn't even win it for Pyar Tune Kya Kiya. She didn't win it for Ek Haseena Thi or not, and now Bhoot. Yeah. So Bhoot again, it was her show. I remember watching this in the theaters. And
you saw it in theaters?
Yeah, in Albion, bro.
Bro, you had the guts to watch it in theaters? I remember there was like news floating around. I don't even know how true this is, but I remember hearing on the radio station that somebody went to go watch Bhoot in India and they got a heart attack.
Yeah.
And since then I was like, okay, people are like getting heart attacks from this film. Yeah. Uncles. Yeah. It was an uncle, guys. Uncle, what a bachcha, bachcha.
Yeah.
I remember I watched Bhoot maybe at least 7 years after it released. Like, I was scared. And I love horror films. But when I heard that uncle had a heart attack, I was like, I don't know, man. I got heart problem histories in my family, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, start off too early with heart attacks, you know?
Right? And Bhoot was also one of the fewest, one of those films at that time.
Yeah,
where there were no songs.
Yeah, everything was in the background.
And that was also something very new for the audiences, and a lot of people thought that this movie won't work because of this.
Yeah,
but this movie actually did become a hit. Urmila was really applauded for her performance.
Manjeet.
Kya? Manjeet.
Manjeet hai Vishal.
Unfortunately, she only won the Best Critics Award, but because, you know, Indian audience, I tell you.
It's amazing, though, that a horror film did so well. But the way she portrayed being possessed.
Yeah.
And even that takes guts because there's not a lot of Hindi films that you can even watch for reference. I mean, how do you portray that? And how do you portray it so convincingly? I still believe to this date, the way she looks, she's possessed.
I think she was low-key.
Low-key? How could you?
Method acting, right?
She went to the graveyard, chilled there for like 4 weeks, came back possessed.
I know, right?
I was like, all action.
I know, right? Oh my God. And again, this is, she's given like some hits after hits, good performances, and yet no award, no recognition as much as like,
No one talks about it as much. Yeah. I feel I feel right now, if we talk about this, with the actors that we featured on the Underrated series, they've been a small collection of films that you and I discussed that we like. But here with Urmila, I feel like there is such a long list of amazing roles that she's done that if we were to go through all of them, we would be here for a few hours.
Yeah. You know? She had like The Hazeeb.
Oh, that was so
which good. Was a nice film.
But the mother-daughter conflict.
Yeah. A Pinjar, which was such a brilliant film. Pinjar was one of her best performances. I really believe she should have gotten a national award for that. Very nice film. Uru, tu apne desh chali ja.
Tu apne logon ke beech chali ja. Ja.
Rashid, ab tu hi mera sach hai. Mere liye ab
Pinjar, you're right, is probably because she's done so many amazing roles, it's definitely in her top five. But the way she portrayed all of the emotions of that film, she's showing everybody that not only can I do obsessive love, rom-com, I can also do a period film with that's got heart and emotion. And Pinjar was an excellent film.
Yeah.
Even now, I don't think we have many films like that about partition out there.
And then she continued doing more films, Maine Gandhi Ko Nahi Mara, Bas Ek Pal, and she also entered the Marathi industry again and did a film called Ajoba 2014, which also did well. Even when she was actually one of the biggest stars and known face in Bollywood, she actually went down to South and she did a couple of films too. So usually actresses don't do that. Like when it's popular in a certain industry, they don't want to go, like, especially in Bollywood, a popular face, they don't want to go and experiment anywhere else. So again, Urmila's versatility just shows like she can do everything and in any industry. So,
yeah, and that's very fearless of even like in her role choices, or the fact that she's willing to move from one industry to another. What was it? Why did she not get her credit? You know, there is something went wrong, definitely, because this girl has so many, even if we take her like average films, I don't think Janam Sanchakaro didn't do too well, but it was like, you know, she was good. But guess what? I know films of her I really like that are like the rom-com type.
Kuvara. Oh, Kuvara was such a good film.
She's so good in everything she does. Yeah. Even dancing, like if we go back to what you said about that. You know, so many strong performers or actresses that are very talented, they're not as messy or they're not as good at the messy things such as dancing, item songs, and all that. She's an all-rounder. I mean,
yeah. And I feel
it was Chama.
Yeah, there was Chama Chama and...
Your jam, Aye, Aja, Aja. What was it from the jam?
That's my favorite song.
So fun fact, Amreen works out to that every day. No, I'm kidding.
I do. But yeah, and then those Chama Chama from China Gay. Oh my God. Hila De Yuki. Yeah, that was such
that was a
hype
phenomena.
Song.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think I don't think Urmila can hilao fa UP, guys. Side note.
Yeah, legit. Even to this date.
And Hila Do UP. So I think that was such a hype song. And of course, songs from Rangeela.
Wow. Yeah, Rangeela, every song in that film. I really like Tanha Tanha. I think that's my favorite.
She was so hot and beautiful. Like, and it wasn't like hot in a very sleazy way. It was just, she was very natural. Her hair was so natural. It was, nothing was overdone. Like, you know, even her dancing. And in fact, I was just reading an interview of Saroj Khan, who was the choreographer for Rangeela. And she actually went up to Urmila and said that there should also be a screen credit of your name along with my name in the choreographer's list. And Urmila felt so like amazed and like you know, so happy because she said that, because she obviously looks up to Saroj Khan and stuff like that. So Urmila is just not like a director's actor or like a choreographer's dancer, you know. She has that ability to bring out her little X factor in her own way.
What I don't understand is what went wrong for her. What do you think? Like, I don't know.
In like, she had the looks, she had the skills, she can dance.
She had the hits.
She's worked with, like, you know, most of the A-listers. She had solo hits too. Like, she's the main character. So, do you think that could be it? Maybe when a hero signed up, or maybe a big director wants to work with her, maybe she looks for the meat of her character, of her role, and maybe at that time actors, like big actors, would be like, yo, like if Urmila's in it, maybe like I might be sidelined because you know, probably the better actor. And she was looking for roles that would kind of like, okay,
showcase her talent. Yeah,
her
even
talent.
In a booth, like we even didn't remember Ajay Devgn was in it, you know.
I completely forgot.
Even like all of her films that she's done, you're right, the actor is A, does not have such a strong role in comparison to her, and B, is overshadowed.
Maybe there was a time the audiences were not even able to accept that fact, because she came in quite early with that kind of characteristic in the industry. And I think maybe at that time audiences were not able to digest it, but in the early 2000s people were starting to like recognize her playing the negative character and whatnot. And then maybe heroes did not want to go to her, maybe directors would not want to go there, maybe directors would write scripts based on, you know, hero centric where
people don't want to see a strong female character at that time. I think you're right, they just wanted the hero centric films. Urmila was different. Urmila had the power to overpower her heroes. In many cases she's more talented than the guys that she's worked with. You know, but even if we talk about her heroes, she's had such amazing chemistry with all of them, you know. You know, some pairings are weird, some pairings don't look good. Her and Salman were cute too. Yo, I love that movie, low-key.
So I think that's the thing. She was never off paired with anyone. She looked good even with Aftab, man. Who looked like a kid, like who looked like a bacha, right? I think she had that, like, she didn't have an intimidating kind of look either. I thought she went well with everyone.
She's feminine enough. I feel that maybe, here's the thing, she had a very strong association with Ram Gopal Varma to the point where almost every other film she was doing was with him. There was news that they might have an affair together because of their close association. I even read somewhere a lot of directors first were offering Urmila roles after Rangeela and everything, but she would blow them off to work with Ramu. And maybe it's because Ramu gave her such amazing, maybe what she was getting wasn't as good as what Ramu was giving her, because there was so much graph in Ram Gopal Varma's films at that time, and there was so much hype even for Ram Gopal Varma back then, that maybe for her it made sense to stick to Ram Gopal Varma versus the massy rom-com hero needs healing type films.
And I think they shared a very comfortable rapport, right? You can see that on the screen, right? Like his direction and her, like, you know, acting. It's just the whole relationship, the rapport shows so beautifully on screen. I'm not sure what happened off screen.
They had a vibe, like you could see that, like, he knows how to direct her, he knows what type of an actor she is in and out, he knew her, he's most comfortable with her. And so apparently after a while directors stopped offering her a lot of roles too, because they were like, she's exclusively with Ramu or working with Ramu, and that is what it is. Also, I feel like, you know, if we kind of talk about what Kangana said about her with the whole soft porn reference, do you think that Rangeela left like a shadow in people's mind that she was too glamorous or too hot or something, or was there like a, I don't know, was there a thing that like Urmila was too risky or too a certain way? I don't know, like right after
maybe when Rangeela did come out, like a lot of people were talking about her attire, especially I think she wore a bikini, right, or a swimsuit, and there a lot of people were talking about that, or even just generally her wardrobe was completely like very sexy and stuff like that. So people did have that little bit of like fear, I guess, to cast her. But then I feel over the years she proved herself that she can do anything and everything, and she evolved as an actor. The industry and even filmmaking evolved as well with her, right? So I think people started to be okay with certain things about how girls are portrayed in the in films. So I don't know what exactly it could be that, like, you know, that I feel that she was always sidelined, even though she was definitely one of the best. Maybe it's because, I don't know, like, maybe it's nepotism or something. Maybe it's like, you know, the Karishma Kapoor was so big that time, then Kareena came. Maybe it was the whole Kapoor marketing, and then, like, also become, maybe she became a little old school, you can say, and then newer girls started to come. So she never had that, like, she was there but not there, if you know what I mean.
I feel like you're right. Her hype in the media wasn't as much as film family girls that were coming out. And even in her recent interview with this whole issue that's been going on, she talked about when she started, and she said, when I started in 1991, there was around 15 or 16 girls that had come out that year. And she's like, 8 or 9 of them were film, like, from a film lineage or from some type of connection.
There you go.
Even we were treated in comparison to them. They could do, like, way more flops than me, but they still had more hype, and they were getting the covers of the magazines.
She's
like, even after many of the hits I did not get magazine covers as much as the star kids got.
Yeah.
So it just could be the marketing aspect of it, that at that time it was only magazines. It's just social media to tha nahi.
Yeah. It was PR. Even the concept of having a PR with you, it was not there. It was all her and probably even her mom. Usually it's the actresses' mothers who do their PR.
He's like, what the audiences knew about the actor at that time was from the magazines, and the magazines had an agenda to impress the film families. So all they did was promote these film kids, whether it was Kajol or whoever, and Karishma. So I think that's what went against her, because she's done amazing, better roles than even these actresses who we love. We still love them. Because she was washed out of our memories so quickly, even though after these, you know, whether it was Kajol or whether it was Karishma who tried to make comebacks and all of this, they were still always in the news. Yeah. They were still always around. You never felt their absence. But Urmila has been, like, gone for so long. I mean, she came out with Garz with Himesh and
Oh my god. No, that was so bad.
But damn you. That's what I work out, you guys. And I feel like you're right. Sara Khel perhaps was of her marketing and her image in the film industry. Maybe she didn't even, because the thing is, you know how you're used to seeing Kajol, Karishma, even Madhuri and Juhi, you're used to seeing them do so many interviews or be on TV. They're coming, they're going, they're here, they're there. But with Urmila, it's like, it's not name a lot of attention. Even interviews and stuff, you wouldn't see them going back to her, asking her, like, you know, it's been so many years of Rangila, it's been all this. Like, you know how they do all those interviews? I feel like, I don't know why Urmila never got that attention from the media.
Absolutely. And I didn't even know when she got married. Side note.
Apparently, like, 2016.
Part two, I just see one day, she's married. Like, she married a Kashmiri businessman named Mohsin. Yeah, so she's happily married, which was nice to see. But, and then here she is again for another, for a different reason altogether, why she's in the limelight right now. And so it's just nice to see her, like, even on social media, or even if she tweets or says anything, because I feel she's very well informed. I think she's intelligent. I think she knows, she's well aware of things, what's happening in the world. So she's not one of those, like, ditzy girls. She just came to who did few movies and that's it, she's done. So I think she still wants to be there. I think she has co-produced a Marathi film a few years ago. So she is still part of the film. I don't think
she's,
we should forget her.
Piklaja, I think.
Yes, she's the judge of the Klaja. And it's just so nice to see her, and, like, the way she speaks and carries herself off. And I really hope she does come more often, especially when the whole web series platforms have opened up.
I also feel that, especially now that she's in the news for whatever's going on, I just don't find it okay. I mean, I don't want to give my opinion on what's going on, but I don't think that it's right for anyone to come out and, I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a soft porn actress, but the fact is that this lady has accomplished so much in her career that you cannot say that she's only, like, you cannot reduce her to a certain image or, like, that is all she has done. She was known for so much more. And she's known for her dances, she's known for her acting, she's known for how beautiful she is, she's known for how fit she was, she's known for all of these things, and I don't think we should forget that. And I think it's a good reminder right now with what's going on for us to look back at her films, look back at her amazing roles, maybe revisit some of these films, and just be reminded of what a powerhouse talent, like, she is, and perhaps bring her back. I mean, Sushmita's back being in all this news, maybe, like, someone will be like, you know, let's cast Urmila. Hopefully Amreen is really well known for her Urmila mimicry in the community.
I go to everyone's shadi and I act like Urmila, guys.
People lose it.
Not dance, not act, but just like, you know, her voice. That's it. Nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, give it to us. Give it to us. She has this one signature dialogue. Dillagi. She's been practicing, guys, so don't be too hard. I'm kidding.
I was practicing online, but here it goes.
Okay, oh my god, I'm so excited.
Rajvi, you love me. तुम प्यार करते हो मुझसे राजवीर. You love me. I know it, Rajvi. I know.
Okay. I love you.
So is that you? Is that Urmila, man?
Yo, I don't right. Did you think that Urmila was in our studio right now, Loki?
Yeah, man, you could do her dubbing.
Yeah, I think so. Loki, Urmila, if you're listening to it, please call me, yo. It would be so cool to see her back on screen. Yeah. And I'm so sorry. I just want to let you know, Urmila, you are amazing. And I hope you don't let, like, Kangna or any all the haters and trolls comments get to you, because there's so many fans who really like you, and we're definitely one of them.
And I just feel like we should have respect for the, you know, older actresses.
Yeah. And like, don't take their due. Yeah.
No, don't take it away from them what they've done. It's people like Urmila that have paved the way for people like Kangna, you know? If it wasn't for Urmila who did these type of different roles, maybe Kangna would not have gotten all the type of roles she
exactly.
got. Exactly. Yeah. You know what? Your personal issues aside, please learn to respect the people that have paved the way for you.
Watch Booth.
And watch Booth and you'll learn your entire career's worth in that. No, I'm kidding.
Right? Yeah, so let us know what you think about Urmila. Please do revisit her films. Look at her song, look at her dancing, look at her choreography. She's damn good. And let us know what you thought about her, what you thought about our thoughts about her. And if you have any feedback and comments, please do let us know. So last week's episode, like Abhishek Bachchan, like we got a lot of comments and feedback, and we love reading them. So thank you. So keep bringing them in.
Yeah, we love hearing what you guys have to think. And you know, this the Abhishek Bachchan's podcast especially got a lot of attention. A lot of you guys agreed with us, and we're really happy to know that. Next week we'll be back with another actor or actress that we feel is underrated.
Absolutely. And Urmila, if you're listening, we love you. Please
retweet. You're an inspiration. You're a huge inspiration to anybody who even loves Bollywood films, let alone people that are in the film industry. Keep doing what you're doing. Come back, you know, please come back in any capacity that you can. We really need you in films and in web series and in any capacity. And I feel like her talent is still required, man. Some of these new age actresses have a lot to learn. Urmila, we love you.
On that note, my name is Amreen.
My name is Shweta.
And you're listening to Dil To Podcast Hai,
the underrated series.
Until next time.
Bye.